Bonneville, taking on three different competitors in 4 days, the Bonneville Jr. Pontiacs came out with a victory in all three matches that took place last week at the R.J. Lalonde Arena. On Wednesday, the Pontiacs took on the Lloydminster Bobcats and came out with a 4-2 win. The first to score was the Pontiacs' newest addition to the team, Alex Donnies, who received assistance from Charlie Russell and Jonathan Barker. Taking control of the second period, both Pontiacs' Sebastian Tamburo and Alex Atwill found the back of the net. Tamburo was assisted by Cole Hipkin, also new to the Pontiacs' roster, and Cash Rasmussen. Atwill earned his point after receiving a pass from AJ McCauley and Ryan Coble. The fourth goal of the evening was scored by team captain Rasmussen, who saw help from Hipkin and Tamburo. Friday, the Pontiacs hosted Drayton Valley Thunder. In a close game, the Bonneville Pontiacs managed to take the win with shootout goals scored by Alex Atwill and Cash Rasmussen. With the Pontiacs unable to find the net in the first period, Hipkin would manage to tie the game at 1-1 just 20 seconds before the end of the second period. He would find assistance from Rasmussen and Matthew Roy. Laying it all on the ice to try and get the upper hand, Chase Schmidt put up a point to answer a goal by the Thunder. He was assisted by Atwill. Tamburo then scored a shorthanded goal next with a pass from Rasmussen. Less than a minute before the final buzzer sounded, the Thunder would answer the Pontiacs' last goal, tying the game once more. Fortunately, the Pontiacs managed to take control of the shootout and put up another home ice win. During Sunday afternoon's game, the home team brought the heat against the Fort McMurray Oil Barons, coming out with a decisive 5-3 victory. In the first period, both Rasmussen and Schmidt put up points for the home team, however, the period would end in a 2-2 tie. Rasmussen found the net with the help of Tamburo and Hipkin, while Schmidt received a hand from Atwill. Russell was the only player on either team to find the net during the second period. He was assisted by Alex Power and Barker. Breaking a third-period tie, Matteo Giampa earned the Pontiacs' fourth goal of the night with a pass from Nick Tragio and Russell. Returning to the ice after healing an injury, Justin Stathopoulos would further separate the score with an empty net goal following a pass from Donnies. Currently, the Bonneville Pontiacs sit in fourth place in the AJHL's overall standings, just 5 points behind the Oil Barons. As the Bonneville Pontiacs prepare for the remainder of the season leading into the playoffs, several new players have joined the Pontiacs bench, while veteran players return to the ice after experiencing injuries earlier in the season. Finalizing their roster, the Pontiacs have acquired Cole Hipkin, Noah Heinrich, and Alex Donnies. Hipkin joins the teams after transferring from the Collingwood Blues, an Ontario Junior Hockey League, OJHL, team. Heinrich, a Pontiacs affiliate player, was brought up from the Okanagan Hockey Academy, OHA, Edmonton to play the remainder of the 2021-22 season. The Pontiacs' other most recent roster addition is the Calgary-born player Donnies, who only weeks ago was wearing a Fort McMurray Oil Barons jersey. Also returning to the ice after facing an injury is Pontiacs veteran Justin Stathopoulos. Pontiacs' Michael Fairfax and Ethan Sundar are also anticipated to return to the ice soon after injuries sidelined the players earlier this season. "We're excited with lies ahead for us, and we are not so concerned on winning games. We're just concerned on making sure that we put it all together," head coach Rick Swann told Lakeland this week.